It's 8:55 now, 74 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Time to discuss the commodity markets with Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's been quite a roller coaster ride so far today on the soybean market, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has been. We've been all over the place, especially on the July soybeans. Right now, we're about 11.49. That's up about 4.75. We've been 11 cents higher or 21 cents higher than that, and we've been about 12 cents lower than that. Since the reopen at 8:30, so it's been all over. Right now, we have the corn down a penny on the July at 4.14, and it's down about a half cent on the December at 4.16. The wheat's up 2.5. We had the jobs report out this morning, and it was very disappointing. I think 38,000 new jobs or something like that, and all of a sudden, the dollar just fell off sharply, and right now we're seeing the dollar down here about 139 on the dollar index, down to 94.17. So that's a big drop for a daily move from the dollar index standpoint. The bonds are up 128. So basically, the trade saying, "Hey, there goes the interest rate hike, and the interest rates are probably not going to get changed here until after the election." The equities are down pretty hard, but not terrible today. So all that's kind of affecting the grains. We've seen the big move in the market yesterday, of course, on the July soybeans. Export sales are out this morning. We are seeing increases in exports. Corn export sales were good. Bean export sales, both were above expectations, and the wheat was about as expected. So we are starting to see the reality that Brazil probably overbooked on some of their exports, so sold beans a little bit too many and too soon, and I think that's coming in the market, and we're picking up some of that slack in the export side of the market. So in other news today, we did see the fungus buy. The volume was tremendously high yesterday on soybeans. 21,000 contracts of beans bought yesterday. Estimates are that the funds are long about 241,000 contracts now, which is about 6,000 contracts longer than they've ever been before. And of course, in the past, when they were that long, it was 2012, when we were having a lot of crop problems out there. Informa's out this afternoon, or this morning probably, with global estimates. The USDA will be out a week from today with their supply and demand update. There'll be a lot of interest in that. We did see a lot of farmers selling yesterday in the U.S., but especially in South America on beans. Brazilian, Argentine farmers sold a lot of beans yesterday. So I think that's putting a little bit of pressure here on us this morning, but it'll be interesting to see where we close out the week. That's pretty much it, Brian, from Strategic Farm Marketing, Bill Mayer.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
8:59, 74 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. And looking at that weather forecast, it's another nice day out there today with mostly sunny skies and a high of 83 degrees. Light east winds up to 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with some isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight, the low 63. Showers and thunderstorms likely for the day tomorrow, a high of 78. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low of 60. And that rain chance lingers into Sunday with partly sunny skies, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 76. Looks like that's our last rain chance for a while, and we'll have mild temperatures. Monday, sunny and a high of 79. Tuesday, sunny and 76. Wednesday, sunny and 77 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.